This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Did you guys give Adam Jim Vanstone's number?
Yes, I did.
JP did.
JP did, yeah. Why?
It's dangerous,
right? Is that
right?
Opening Pandora's box?
That might be dangerous.
That's dangerous.
Well, Adam came in and asked me, because I guess we got him tickets. I don't know how we did it last year or 2 years ago.
We gave him tickets, I think, like when he had went on a date.
Yeah, I think it was my man Carl who had floor seats. I don't think he has them anymore.
Yeah.
And he just gave them to you, right?
Yeah, he hooked it for the date. For the bit.
How'd the date go? Date.
Yeah, but
I don't think Carl has him anymore.
You don't think he has the ability to contain himself and comport himself?
Words,
he's going to start like texting him every week?
I think that's a possibility, but
no, I'd have to hope
Jim Vanstone is like your guy's hookup. Adams doesn't really have an association with the show anymore.
Well,
wow, you're just breaking his heart.
Do you think
Jim knows who Adam is?
Do we know that Jim
listens to the show?
Like, I don't even know. He knows who Cakes is.
That's the number one seed.
He definitely knows me.
Adam is still a liar. All these years we've known him, he lies all the time. He came back and we were giving him a hard time for getting Jim Vanstone's number, and he goes, Whoa, what? I'm going to pay for him. I'm going to tell Jim I want to pay for him.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Why would you lie like that?
I walked in and I told Lurch I wanted to buy tickets on the floor for my birthday.
Do you know how much those would be?
I don't think you said you wanted to. I think you said you would.
What, are you going to spend $1,500 on tickets?
Yes, I'm butt-sized to hook myself for my birthday.
You are not going to spend that much.
Who buys himself a birthday?
I'm fully willing to buy it if it was given to me for free. I'll take it.
Adam, I'm sorry that I blew you off when you came in. Were your feelings hurt?
Of course. The junks don't care about me anymore. That's so annoying.
No, Adam came in. He was really happy. And I think I was texting my wife at the time. And then I just kind of ignored him. I'm sorry.
It's so weird that Adam thinks Jim Vanstone is going to give him floor seats for his birthday.
Well, he could say, like, just in an email, say, I work at 106.7 The Fan, and I worked with the Junkies for 5 years,
yeah,
and I was wondering.
Ask. I mean, it's a weird ask, isn't it?
Here's what I would say. I think he'd get it 100%.
I don't think I would ask for floor tickets.
I would.
No, I told him. He's not going to ask for floor tickets. He can't ask for floor tickets.
No, he's just going to ask for tickets. I would say, if there's ever a game where you got an extra floor seat or something, I'm sized to go.
Well, no.
I would ask for suite tickets and MGM lounge tickets.
I wouldn't ask. If I'm AWOT, I don't ask for anything. I would just say, I was wondering if you have tickets.
Right.
And they do have tickets.
Of course.
Even for the home opener.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Which we just gave away.
I just can't believe Valdez is upset with me that I'm butt-sized that the Wiz win by 45 points last night. I walk in.
Is that why you're happy? That's not why you're happy.
I'm butt-sized.
This is Matt Valdez.
I couldn't believe that we started that hot. But I'm thinking about myself. I wanted to go to a game. And I said, the junks are the people that could hook it.
I like how Valdez, by the way, just to shift it on Valdez. Right.
Radio Titans!
He slid in not one.
See, now he's buttering us off.
He slid in not one, but two RTJ references.
He's flexing his knowledge. Yeah, I know. Everyone knows what he's doing.
I'm trying to be funny.
Yeah, you're funny. That made me laugh.
I'm trying to get Ryan to laugh.
I think his metagame is he wants a future invitation from Zim to his country club.
Judge Austin said I can come out there whenever I want with him.
Right.
Look at you.
Because isn't Zim a member two clubs?
I also haven't been invited back.
Right.
Eric, going back to Adam. Adam says that he's going to get some action this weekend.
Why?
Because he hired a maid. to clean his house, so he thinks that like he can get a. His problem is that when the girl comes back to his house, it's so disgusting. Right?
So I don't think it's how disgusting he is.
Right. So I said, did she get the mold off the toilet? And he goes, no, but she scrubbed off all the duty on the toilet.
Oh, you let girls come back to your condo with duty on the toilet?
My place is so spanking clean now, I could lick the whole floor up. My confidence is so high right now.
Is your car still nubby?
No. Silly car.
There's nothing on the floor. Nothing. I got in his car once, and you couldn't get the floor.
Does it reek of weed?
No.
Really?
There was like an alcohol smell for a while.
It reeks of desperation. That's the smell.
I spilled beer on the carpet, and it just smelled like Lagunitas.
Yeah. Such a gross.
Who's the chick you're dating?
Who's the chick?
Probably another dirt ball.
I'm done with Bumble. No girl on Bumble ever looks like their profile picture.
Right?
It's the most annoying thing ever.
So who's it going to be?
He's not dating anybody. He's grasping that
as he
gets loaded.
He's grasping.
He's grasping that as he gets loaded with free drinks from Pamplona, thanks to Chuck Lee, that one girl's going to come home with him.
It's a confidence thing. Now that I know that my house is clean, I got no issues. I can bring anybody home.
Right. That's what was setting you back.
You got a better chance of getting free floor seats.
Unbelievable. That's why he has confidence, because he's got a clean sink.
By the way, how many girls have you actually brought back over the years?
Zeppe.
Like two
half
or three?
Half dozen.
Yeah, I mean, not that much, but I've had one girl say, I was going to sleep with you, but your house is too messy. So now I have the confidence that my place isn't messy.
Yeah, that's got to happen now in the next couple of days.
I can't believe you had a poop ring.
I can't believe that.
I didn't know how to get rid of it. I didn't know how to do it.
What do you mean?
Was I supposed to scrub it myself?
Yes.
It's called a sponge.
All right, we got to get out of here. We're done.
Toilet paper.
Beamish and Finley coming up next.
So gross.
Here on The Fan.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.